For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michelle. Louise Ferenc was a French composer who lived from 1804 to 1875. She was born in Paris, and that city remained the lifelong center of her activities. She received her first instruction in piano at the age of 6 from her godmother and studied harmony and theory with Anton Reicha. She entered the Paris Conservatory when she was 15. It was at the conservatory that she met Aristide Ferenc, a flautist 10 years her senior, whom she married when she was 17. Shy, serious, and essentially conservative, Louise Ferenc devoted herself to composing and teaching piano at the Paris Conservatoire, where she was a professor for over 30 years. Ferenc wrote 51 works with opus numbers, 41 of which were published not only in her native France, but in England and Germany as well. Performances of her unpublished symphonies and overtures took place in France, Denmark, Belgium, and Switzerland. During the 1840s, her Opus 26 piano etudes in all the major and minor keys formed part of the official curriculum at the Paris and Brussels conservatories. She edited and annotated a large collection of 16th to 19th century piano works published by her husband's famous publishing company, Edition Ferenc. Her music was praised by Robert Schumann and performed by renowned musicians such as Joseph Joachim. Although she was a successful and productive composer, she fell into oblivion after her death. Much of this has to do with her place within French music history. As a contemporary of Felix Mendelssohn, Robert Schumann, Chopin, and Liszt, she represented a classical romantic musical orientation, drawing on the German compositional tradition. She composed in the spirit of a universal European musical language and viewed it as her task to make classical works known in France and to continue to develop their stylistic elements in her own compositions. But Paris was interested in opera and in a specifically French musical aesthetic. Thus, she fell into the cracks as far as posterity was concerned, at least until now. Louise Ferenc's Symphony No. 3 in G minor, Opus 36, was premiered on April 22, 1849. It represented a great success for her in that it took place as part of the regular subscription concerts of a series known throughout Europe for its Beethoven performances. It got great reviews and went on to be performed in Geneva and Brussels.